Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. Joining you as always on this Monday evening, it is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those. They're on us. That once again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight into the phone calls. Let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Will in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, about a week ago Thursday, a guy, or I guess a week and a half ago Thursday, a guy from Nova Scotia called saying how in his town there was a law where they didn't allow businesses to operate on Sundays.
Yes.
That's basically, the way I see it, probably the reason why that law came about was most likely some Christians in that town got together and got that law passed, because in Christianity you're not supposed to work on Sunday.
That would be the, yeah, it makes perfectly good sense. It certainly wasn't any Jews, otherwise it would have been Saturday, right?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, obviously that's an example of government using force to impose, I guess, morality that a certain subset of the population in that community believes in.
Right, and that's sort of a fringe morality. That's not even what we consider mainstream these days. You're not talking about...
Yeah, most Christians don't even follow that, yeah.
Right, I mean, you're not talking about something as clear as, say, pornography. You know, most people would be like, oh, pornography's bad. Even people that consume pornography would say that it's bad in a lot of cases. Whereas, you know, working on Sunday, jeez, I wouldn't get anything done if I didn't work on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I have a friend of mine who's... he's a Jew, and I don't know exactly what kind of Jew he is. Let's call him conservative Jew. He doesn't touch anything electronic on Saturdays. Mm. So come sundown on Friday night to sundown on Saturday, I can't call him on the phone or anything like that. And I can't
How
go
did
visit
that one
him.
Come about? I mean, electronics didn't exist back in the Jesus days.
They have to fit their religion to fit the times. So I can hardly imagine. I guess he won't be able to use teleportation devices in 2,000 years or whatever it is.
It's not.
Yeah, this is like something he just came up with or something.
No, it's not. I can assure you.
So, Will, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah. So anyway, I wanted to give an example of how that type of, I guess, morality imposing could be handled by the free market. In the town that I live in Hawaii, it's dominated by Mormons. And there's, I guess you'd call it an arm of the Mormon Church. It's basically a company that deals with the land management for the Mormon Church here. Mm-hmm. They own a big chunk of the property in this town, including this little shopping center, which has like a grocery store. And, you know, I mean, it's basically most of the commerce in the town is in the shopping center. So what they do is in their leases, they specify that none of the businesses in that are allowed to be open on Sunday. So, I mean, I just wanted to give you guys an example of how the free market by a group, you know, essentially buying
it. I think that's a great example. I find it interesting that they could still go in and do inventory or clean up or do whatever they wanted. They could work, at least according to the stipulations you made. You probably don't have a lease sitting in front of you, I'm sure.
No.
But, you know...
Well, I know they're all dark on Sundays.
Sure. They're not selling product.
Right.
And you know what? If it's privately run, if it's a private agreement, then that's fine.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of inconvenient, but I mean, that's their problem.
Hey, you don't have to live there, right? You can go somewhere else.
That's true.
You can
and
do business somewhere.
5 minutes away would have the grocery store, so it's not a super big deal.
How many people are in the town you live in?
It's pretty small, maybe 3,000 or 4,000. There's also a college here, so that's probably almost doubles the size of the town. But I'd say just the residents themselves are probably 3,000 or 4,000.
You're lucky to have a grocery store at all.
It's true. Will, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. So guess what? Gas prices are now hitting a record high.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, $3.10 a gallon is the average across the country right now, according to the Energy Information Administration. and that's 3 cents higher than the record that was set back in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not even Memorial Day weekend yet, so maybe prices are going to keep going up from here.
Maybe it's in honor of the 400th anniversary of the landing over in Virginia.
I think so. Yeah, Jamestown.
Yeah, Jamestown.
The white man coming here and messing with the
That's got to be it. Something's going on, and, you know, everybody's just going to be... It's lots of parades, I think. Everybody remembers those days. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I'm passing by the gas stations. I'm going to get gas on my way home, and I'm thinking to myself, whoa, $3 a gallon almost in some of these places. So, you know, I'm going to pick up a siphon and just grab it from somebody else's tank.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know that's not true. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I believe in private property. So.
That's good.
You know, but people feel trapped in their paradigm of using gasoline and everything. But, I've designed my life. I don't particularly like driving. Gasoline
sure.
really isn't my issue. I
right.
don't like to drive to work or anything like that. I've done that enough, and I'm just not interested in it.
Right
I do
on.
Like a good road trip. I am not up for every day, the same trip, half an hour, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, I got an email today from a guy who said he had a 240, I think it was round trip, let's hope so, trip to work.
Wow.
240-mile trip is incredible. I can't imagine doing such a thing. But, you know, the average person really could go out and buy a scooter or they make Honda makes I think something called the Helix. Mm-hmm. At least they used to. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw one of those today. Yeah.
It uses significantly less gas, not quite as dangerous to the, in and of itself to the rider
yeah.
as a, crotch rocket or something like
right,
that. Certainly
right.
better on gas than those things.
Right.
And you could save a great deal of gasoline. It doesn't cost much to get one of these things, especially used.
Yeah.
People have the ability to make some decisions. They feel trapped because they feel like they have to drive the vehicle.
It's wonderful. Shall I get into the news of the past 2 hours there on this?
Yeah, you've got some breaking news on the gasoline situation here in America.
Know, Mark's comment just fits this so perfectly. And you know, even the caller before talking about market alternatives. The market, i.e. people making choices freely themselves. It's truly frightening to think because what's going on right now is George Bush just had a news conference which brings up two huge red flags for me. I got to swallow my whistle on this one. It's so frustrating because what he has done, this afternoon he had a press conference in the Rose Garden of the White House where he essentially said he is going to issue an executive order to do that which has been proposed in Congress and is already unconstitutional, which is to force more ethanol and higher CAFE standards. He wants to have more ethanol in our gas tanks by 2020 and higher CAFE standards. Here's the first point.
Now, tell me what a CAFE standard is.
Some
kind of rule
automobile fuel efficiency.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and so every time they raise the CAFE standards, as John Kerry wanted to do many years ago, what ends up happening is instead of allowing market participants to decide if they want to get lighter trucks or cars, something that will be lighter and
which
less costly.
Likely they would, but
absolutely.
The thing is it pushes the envelope more quickly than the market would, therefore causing problems in the near future.
Exactly. And one of the major problems is that when you raise the CAFE standards, the manufacturers lower the gross weight of the cars.
Sure, how else
and you
are
get
you
more deaths on the road from lighter cars. It's a proven statistic over and over again. It happens all the time.
Right. So, I used to have a 76 Eldorado convertible. I sold it when we moved up here. And it weighed, some people have told me as much as 7,500 pounds for this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe as little as 6,000.
How does that compare to your average car?
It's about double.
Okay.
Wow.
And when, you know, it had a lap belt on it, and I'm sure that if it had, it would be a little safer, and you wouldn't bang your forehead on the steering wheel if you had a shoulder belt. But when this car hit something, you were safe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good, hard, 10-gauge American steel between you and that other guy.
And you know, that the practical problems, the outgrowing from this philosophy, this top-down, we'll decide for you in the marketplace, are not only that, not only more deaths on the roads with higher CAFE standards, that they have to get more miles per the gallon, and so on. Higher costs, because they're going to have to research ways to make the engines more efficient, but also lots of other things in misspent money, and wait till you hear the other things Bush is proposing.
Right, and then there's the whole executive order aspect of it as
that's
well,
the other flag.
Which I want to explore and learn a little bit more about. Are executive orders even constitutional? And if so, what are the appropriate ways they're supposed to be used? 800-259-9231, that and your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including at the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them. They're on us. That, once again, freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. The latest, I guess, Gardner, you've got a story that this is fairly breaking news. George Bush has signed an executive order doing, I guess, among other things, increasing the amount of ethanol that will be put into gasoline supplies?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I have to say this. 2 years ago, Ian, they increased the regulations on the amount of ethanol that had to be put into the system from 3.5 billion gallons a year to 7 billion gallons a year. And that, as has been reported by numerous sources on the web, has already brought about an increase in the cost of things like chicken. Tortillas in Mexico have gone up dramatically because the cost of corn is going up. There's an artificial demand, which is not being spurred by the participants in the marketplace.
It's the government.
Being spurred by the government, exactly. It causes the farmers to devote more land to corn usage rather than other types of usage, which will then affect the price of these other products temporarily as well as supply drops on these products, but demand does not drop as it should.
Now, what you're saying isn't entirely static. It is true in the short term.
Yes.
Now, I've been, as you know, watching the corn futures and that kind of thing. I propose to make money in this arena. We'll see how it goes.
smart man.
But, you know, and obviously demand for corn is going to go up. But there is a lot of land in the United States that wasn't usable at one point and is now more usable than it was simply by technology.
Yeah.
Technology is entering the area of, as far as hybrid plants and that kind of thing. And I think currently a corn plant produces 2 ears, and that's what it does.
Right.
Imagine the day when a corn plant produces 4 ears. Suddenly your production is doubled in the same amount of land.
Absolutely.
That's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. And most of the corn used for ethanol is feed corn as opposed to regular corn. It puts a demand on corn in general because then, a certain grade that would have been, eating corn then goes back down to feed corn.
Over. Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying that the market's going to balance out on this increased demand for corn?
I think it will.
Okay. I want to get to the executive order side of this issue.
Let's talk about that part.
Because we've got a lot of calls on the line and they want to talk about other things. So let's get through this. Because executive orders, you're kind of like the constitutional guy. You really know your stuff when it comes to the Constitution, more so, I think, than Mark and I together. But are there executive orders, are they specified in the Constitution? Is that constitutional?
Executive orders are allowed under the constitutional parameters for the department of the executive branch. For management inside the executive branch, the president traditionally would be able to issue executive orders for the employees of the executive branch. In other words, if they needed a new guard somewhere, they needed to move a chef or a cook or whatever, or they needed
Fire Alberto Gonzalez, for instance, and then replace it with someone else with an executive order.
Yeah, he could issue an executive order and say, okay, we're going to move this from this building over to this building, that sort of thing, and that's what they could do.
But now he's legislating with it. And this isn't just him. It's been going on for a long time.
And it really was established under Teddy Roosevelt.
But he's been doing it more than anybody else before him.
Well, yeah, Clinton issued tons of executive orders. For example, the Grand Escalante National Park, which had the highest degree of anthracite, of usable anthracite coal in the world, other than one that was in Singapore, owned by whom? The Lippo Bank, strangely enough, amazingly.
Means nothing to me.
Well, anyway, yeah, he issued this executive order down in the Southwest. That was one of the major ones over the 90s, where he essentially locked down a section of Arizona, and I think it was one other state, might have been Nevada, where he created this park called the Grand Escalante National Park. Now, prior to this, It was owned in the States, and they either had private property or was rented out, and people could go in and mine the anthracite. And at this point, he said, no, we're going to shut down the Grand Escalante National Park, and he signed an executive order. These are the types of things where there are two major problems. First, shame on the president to say that he can issue something which is de facto law by the sign of his pen. And shame on Congress for letting him do it and essentially
standing by
the powers. Yeah. And the way this works is amazing. The more of these agencies that are created by Congress, the more they're put under the executive branch. So when he issues these executive orders, wink, wink, it's just me working within the executive branch. So the EPA, the FAA, the FCC, he can issue executive orders. They act as law, and Congress doesn't have to do anything.
Yuck.
Because they've made these unconstitutional bureaus and agencies.
Mm-hmm.
He is the executive branch. He executes their laws. It's strictly forbidden in the Constitution for Congress to cede his power to any other body.
But what do they care what the Constitution
says?
Incredible,
I mean, man.
They display their distaste for it every single day.
It's distasteful.
You said there was more as far as in this executive order that he signed that you wanted to talk about.
Oh,
so hold off on that.
Sure,
we'll get to it. Let's roll into some calls here and talk to Rebel in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rebel.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was about to talk about the gas prices, but
yes,
now you guys are talking about executive orders, and you mentioned, or Gardner mentioned the Lippo Group and referencing Clinton's land grab out west. You know, he was actually taking campaign contributions from these folks in back in 96, and then also they were given to his legal defense fund, so I can obviously see why he would, you know, favor these Indonesians, this billion-dollar conglomerate, you know what I mean, and not to mention the fact he was taking Chinese contributions to give influence the export technology for our encrypted missile and whatnot, which are both bribery and treasonous acts.
I'm telling you, man, stroke of a pen, Bill Clinton gave the Lippo Bank a world monopoly on anthracite.
You know, the other thing I don't understand is they limit American citizens to donating $2,300 per, I think it is, presidential
for candidates.
Candidate.
Right.
How in the world do these foreign countries and foreign interests manage to donate all the money that they must donate to these campaigns? How do they pull that off? I can't donate but $2,300 to Ron Paul. Not to say that I've gotten that high, but
right.
I'd love to.
Right.
Whereas, I mean, how does it happen?
Well, that's a whole other can of worms with
it's all who you know.
Money to the party, and then the party can siphon it off with certain groups, and then those groups can give
right.
it to the... It's
they
amazing.
Know the loop, they know the loopholes.
Yeah,
they wrote
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Rebel, you're over in Detroit, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, you know, being around Detroit, you must see the graft and corruption that comes down to the auto manufacturers. Then, of course, you get the regulations. Something that Mark and I were discussing a little bit earlier is that, and we need to be fair about this, and Mark brought this up, and I thought it was a really good point. You know, as we talk about the oil companies getting shafted by the federal government and us, in turn, getting shafted by the federal government, we have to look at the fact that even use of autos is really spurred or was really spurred to a dramatic amount by the federal government destroying the rail industry.
Mm, yeah, we've talked about that before on this show. Rebel, your final thoughts?
Well, in reference to the executive order, I just wanted to mention, it was one of Clinton's lackeys, Paul Pagano, who said, stroke of the pen, kind of cool, law of the land, or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, real
cool.
Quick, the gas price around here, I remember you guys were mentioning, it was like $3.10 per gallon average. It's $3.35 to $3.39 over here, bro.
It's topping over $4 out in California, in San Francisco. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Mark, you're saying that's not true?
That's
I
not
saw
true.
Pictures.
Right.
They were fake?
Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
More coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer your website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreetalkLive.com. All the features for free. The wiki included over 1,300 pages. All of them created by listeners just like you. You just go and edit it to your heart's content at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. And that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At keepyourassets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to keepyourassets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. 1-800-259-9231.
Now, Keep Your Assets is a new advertiser of ours, and I am actually trying out their system, so I'll
Are
be
you?
Able to report. Yes, I've started an LLC that's going to grant me anonymity in my property. I'm going to buy some land, and that way, you know, interested, upset listeners or perhaps government agents won't be able to find me quite as easily and, you know, put a 30-06 through my head. I'm going to try it out.
So have you been getting a lot of death threats recently?
No, none.
So you're just planning for the future, then?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to continue with the phone calls here.
I've never gotten one here. Never.
And then we'll get back to you feeling left out then, Mark, because I've gotten a death threat.
You've gotten
before.
A death threat? I
yeah, just one. So we're going to get back to Guard's story here in a little while. Call's still rolling in. We got to go to the phones and talk to John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Hey. I figured just before I get to the reason I called, I'll throw in a quick 2 cents on my take with the ethanol situation. In my mind, it's all a big con. You have the PT Cruiser being sold by several companies, or one in particular. The little price, it's $41,000, but they put 1,000 laptop batteries in the back. It takes a couple of hours to charge, and it'll go 150 miles at 100 miles an hour. And that kind of technology has been around for decades. We can get free energy from the moon. All you do is put buoys on the ocean near the tide, hook a generator up to the rising of the water, and you'll get, you know, thousands of pounds per square inch or whatever, you know, depending on the plastic you use. But there's endless supplies of free energy. And
there's certainly been promising
electricity, and it costs you only like pennies to the you know.
There have certainly been promising developments or promising research in cold fusion amongst other. Amongst
that's
other things.
That's how the con goes, though. The con always goes, well, we got work. We're working on it. We'll get it to you. But there's a guy who wrote a book called The Death of the American Car. I haven't read the book. I've seen him interviewed, I think, on Jon Stewart. I mean, he's an excellent example. I mean, they've had this. We have had this technology for decades. It's just when people try to, you know, either get snuffed out or, you know, you just there's so much control over our ability to express improvements by design. Like, we don't even understand measurement, and that's really why I called.
Well, a lot of this goes back to what you touched on, I think these guys touched on last segment, and that is government-sponsored, government promoting one industry over another, like with the destroying the railroads in favor of the automotive industry. Same thing here. Here they're protecting the oil industries and the old-school energy industries and suppliers, and government's really, really involved in energy as far as regulation is concerned, as far as especially amongst just power providing. You know, there are very few places in this country where one has a choice between power companies. So there's this monopoly structure that's set up here where you've got the government-approved power company and nothing else to choose from. Or you can outfit your house for thousands of dollars with solar panels, which isn't within the reach of most people. So the fact that there's no competition, there's virtually no competition as far as home energy is concerned, as far as other forms of energy is concerned, I think that's a major reason why we're sort of stuck in the dark ages as far as power is concerned.
Yeah, well, there's no lobbyist for a company that says we're going to give you free internet, for example. We had free net about a decade ago where, you know, here in Winnipeg we had a system, Blue Sky it was called, and if you wanted to donate a couple pennies, a couple of dollars, you could, but otherwise it was totally free, and they had a whole bunch of lines. You could phone the internet, and it was free, and anybody who wanted to look at the books could. It doesn't cost much to run
these. They've had free nets here in America as well. They've had that.
I'll tell you what happened. The government came in because of lobbyists from, you know, official internet providers and said, we can't have free internet. Nobody's going to buy our service. So the government gave this, the guy who was supposedly running it, nobody was supposed to be running it, but this guy took charge, took $500,000 from the government and shut it down in a week, and it was gone. And then the only choice you had was to pay $50 a month. You could have had it for free. But there's no lobbyists to pay the politicians.
Well, I don't think broadband probably would have come in for free, but I remember what you're talking
about. It wasn't broadband. But that's just an example of what you were getting at. You know, with there are power brokers or people who want to control the system and to get political influence. They'll use money. And people who got the good ideas that don't cost anything aren't generating huge revenues to spend on lobbyists.
Mm. Well, John, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, there was a Freenet way back in the day. Like the times of Freenets were in the mid-1990s where I remember the one that I connected to was up in Alachua County in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you would get free internet access, free dial-up internet access, and it was sponsored by local businesses.
Yeah.
So the hospital was a major sponsor, and there were some other major sponsors, and then some minor sponsors, and then individual sponsors, and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And I don't know why they all died out. Presumably broadband has killed them off, and I'm certainly more than willing to pay $50 a month for internet access.
Well, you are.
It's a fine price.
Not everybody does.
For the value and the benefits that one receives.
I'm thinking about what he said about the energy alternatives that are out there that some company could come up with. Some company, conceivably, if they could get the government's permission, and this is the trick, the government's in bed thoroughly with the oil companies and the energy companies, mm-hmm. to the point that you wouldn't be able to do this. But if you had a company where you just put some buoys out there in the bay and let the tides going up and down, I don't know how many buoys you'd need, but presumably thousands, to produce energy and then be able to sell that energy off. I mean, it's essentially free. You didn't have to mine it or anything. You have to be able to get competitive with it.
Mm, yeah.
But I don't imagine the government would let someone do that.
I'd imagine you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen it over and over again how government protects certain industries. In fact, Mark, didn't you say on your television show recently that the power company here in New Hampshire is actually owned by the state?
Yeah, it's a state-owned power company. That's my understanding.
Now, they're not all that way. Down where we come from, they're privately owned but state-approved as far as they're given the monopoly. But here it's an actual state power company.
Right, and it costs more for energy here.
Is that as you understand it, too?
Well, it's a little complicated. He has essentially the right idea. What happened was Public Service Company of New Hampshire, they initially wanted to build the Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant, but so many people were protesting it back in the 70s that the costs went up just dramatically. To millions and millions more than what they had expected. So they had what they called stranded cost, and they were trying to pass that on to the consumers. Then the state came in and they said, no, you can't pass on these things to the consumers and so on and so forth. Then a company from Vermont, I think it's Vermont Energy or something like that, they offered to buy Public Service of New Hampshire. So when they bought it, they made a deal that they would be able to pass on X percent of their stranded costs. In other words, all this debt that was incurred by all these old stupid hippies who were protesting this nuclear plant. Mm-hmm. And so right now where it stands, I believe, is Public Service of New Hampshire is owned by this Vermont power company or something like that. But they're regulated by the state, and the state... It would sound stupid to say it's a partnership, but they're not allowed to do the things that they could do on the free market because the state basically doesn't allow them to do this.
Right. Deregulation in the arena of power, I think, would be a really great goal to work towards.
Mm.
The amount of just the amount of things that could be developed, the revolutionary methods of delivering power that could come out from the marketplace competing in this arena. There has been virtually no competition in the area of powering your city.
Oh yeah,
for decades.
And you know, you guys bring up some great examples about the influence of certain special interests when we all have these small detriments to our wallet, but they get great benefits. ADM will be in there lobbying for ethanol all the time, and all these others will too.
1-800-259-9231. And you can't blame the industries; they're just trying to use the power of government to benefit themselves. It's government and its power that the real issue is, and we need to reduce it dramatically. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee you.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian
and
here
Yard
with you. Oh, sorry.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show is to shop with us at Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. But don't go through their front door. Come in through our special entrance. It's amazon.freetalklive.com. And whenever you order something through that link in their over 40 categories of shopping options, then Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase only if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to help the show and get the stuff that you need. Great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of things. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go. Oh, by the way, quick point of correction. The power company here in New Hampshire is apparently owned by a company,
okay,
not the state. So you might want to make that correction point on your television show, Mark.
Yeah, it's we were looking at Northeast Utilities out of Ian.
But it's a huge, out of Connecticut. This
right
Northeast
on.
Utilities is a huge company, serves several different areas of New England, and apparently, as of November of 2006, the company had sold off all of its competitive businesses, including generation and energy services. So apparently there were some areas of this company that they were actually competitive with other companies at. Now they're 100% uncompetitive in that they have no competition by government fiat.
Right.
So let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Kevin in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just had two quick things to bring up. One is in response to the callers from Saturday who were pretty much attacking you for spewing venom, as they said. I just don't think they understand, like, the premise of the country, and the way I'm comparing it to is, like, the standard theory of relativity. It works with the exclusion of gravity, and the way they're thinking America works is with the exclusion of freedom. And they just don't understand that we're supposed to be putting freedom first before we're going out and helping other people.
Well,
it just bothers me.
It's understandable that they feel that way, because that's how we've been raised for so long, that the government is the country, and the country is the government, and what the government does should not be questioned. And, you know, if you question that particular aspect,
you're unpatriotic.
You're unpatriotic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. People can't. I was speaking with someone a little bit earlier about this, Kevin. Yeah, people can't distinguish anymore the difference between charity and government, between society and government. Charity is that which you engage in on your own. And now people seem to think that, well, something isn't a problem and it can't be addressed unless government recognizes it a problem. Nobody cares unless government gets involved. And the only way that government can get involved to try to help somebody is to take it from somebody else.
Right, yeah. And I think the people calling are the ones who aren't affected by all these government restraints.
The respectables.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, they've got nothing to complain about as of yet. The other thing I want to talk about real quick, intellectual property. Normally I agree with Mark, but I'm going to have to side with Ian on this one. I think it's okay for people to steal your things, and I don't think it's the right mentality to be able to make one invention and be set the rest of your life, like the guy with the pet rock, for example.
Well, be careful when you say steal your things, you mean steal, borrow ideas, not steal physical property.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, borrow ideas. So if someone else were to put Free Talk Live on, you know, on another channel, you know, or in terms of creating a product, I think maybe you need to work with more than one product, and, you know, one product shouldn't be all you do, and then you don't work the rest of your life.
Now, and plus there's just a natural disincentive for someone else to go out there and create an alternative Free Talk Live, Kevin, and that is that, you know, why would you want to create a talk show with the same name as an already existing talk show? It's just going to muddy your, it's going to muddy people's understanding of what you are and how you're different from the other show, and it's just a bad idea.
Now, Kevin, you said that normally you agree with me, but in this particular case, you're taking Ian's side, and I'd have to say that the political issues that separate Ian and I are thin. You know, just I can't imagine. I believe that maybe we should not worry about roads so much, that it's probably not the biggest libertarian issue. But I'm willing to let it go to, once we get to the little tiny libertarian government that I'm hoping for, I'm willing to look at private solutions in the roads arena. I think that perhaps we shouldn't go after the military first, get it back home, and then we can talk about downsizing it to the point that we would look at private solutions. Intellectual property is about the only legitimate use of government that I can see out there, and only in the case that someone is stealing for profit your intellectual property. So you're an anarchist.
I misspoke. What I should have said is normally I understand Ian's point, but I agree with you more. That's what I should have said. But you guys were getting pretty heated the other night about it. And,
don't worry about it. It's all hugs and kisses during the break time.
I just feel like people need more than one product under their belt to be successful for the rest of their life, and someone else copies your idea. And you should move on.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Kevin, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. Gard, I don't know if you've ever had the chance to... Have you commented on intellectual property on this show?
You know, I had a great...
It dominated last week's shows.
It's intellectual property fascinates me. I had a conversation a while ago with a friend of mine, my friend Bruce Adams. Great guy. We were in high school together. And it turned out we were both libertarians, and we started talking a little bit about intellectual property. And I said, well, you know, I think, this is many years ago, maybe 10, and I said, you know, I think, it's a private property. I think government there is there to protect private property. And he brought up the practical question. He said, but Gard, look, when you got the government granting a sole monopoly to the person who shows up at the office first with a certain kind of product, whether it's a thought or a product that they have that they've created or a design, he said, and then later, and it has been the case, somebody shows up later in the afternoon and they've been beaten by a few hours with a product that is essentially the same. He said, A, is that even fair?
Mm-hmm.
And B, how does that help the consumer? It doesn't help the consumer to not allow this guy to compete. You're getting the government using force to stop a man from simply putting a product on the market.
That he came up with the idea uniquely.
Exactly.
Both you and I could come up uniquely with the idea for a new, better paperclip.
That's right.
And there's no reason in the world we shouldn't be able to compete.
And you know, it's funny, even if one did not, we have, you know, instinctive reactions to, hey, that was my idea. I mean, I used to do stand-up comedy, and I would get really ticked off if somebody was there and, you know, took one of my ideas and then ran with it. I was like, no, that came from my head.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I worked in script writing. I've had scripts and story ideas of mine stolen. I won't even mention the particular science fiction television series, Live Long and Prosper. But anyway, there's nothing you can do. You're watching TV, and you're like, I wrote that. That's my thing. So, but it's strange because when you get into the practicalities of it and the principles of it, the practicalities of it are you going to put it in the hands of government? Are you going to have copyright in the hands of government? Well, then you're going to have the Sonny Bono Copyright Protection Act, which was brought about essentially to try to allow Disney to hold on to Mickey Mouse for another X number of years. It's always arbitrarily manipulated by government. Yeah. And of course, it's going to be subject to the same money going into government for certain reasons.
Maybe
Disney
we could
lobby.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about this, maybe an hour number two, about how you, as a scriptwriter, a screenwriter, would like to maybe see the free marketplace handle that sort of intellectual property protection, if indeed that is in demand. We'll get to that. But first to the amplifier line, and Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
First, real quick on the energy thing, I think, or I believe in solar and wind power, and I think that homeowners should use it, harness their own, and then we wouldn't have to pay a monthly fee every month to somebody to produce power.
Now, I've looked into this, and, you know, when you talk about geothermal, to get geothermal into my house that I'm looking at building here, we're talking $60,000. That's a lot of power bills that are going to stack up between here and there for me to, you know, pay that kind of heat for. And then you look at putting up a windmill, and, you know, you've got to put that thing up higher than the tree, so it's going to have to be up there 70 or 80 feet tall. Whipping around, and solar panels, for whatever, you know, they're just not that competitively priced yet. Some of them are good, but if you happen to live near trees or something like that, it's just it can be impractical to have them on your home site.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go off the grid with this new house, and I'm finding it prohibitively expensive. I'm going to probably, if I want to do it, I would have to spend $150,000 extra just to go off the grid.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know anything about geothermal. I didn't mention that. I was just considering the area I live in,
mm-hmm.
and it's not only possible, but people have done it, gone off the grid,
yeah.
using only solar. Now, if you combine that with wind, it's a windy area in Illinois, you got power almost all the time, because if it's not sunny, it's windy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a problem that we have with wind is the government, in a lot of cases, the city, won't allow you to put up a windmill.
Sure, the zoning restrictions, you can't have a tower higher than such and such because you might try to broadcast off of it or receive cell phone calls through it or whatever.
And God forbid the Kennedys live near you, like out on the Cape, because they're out of Martha's Vineyard, because they could never allow that off the coast of Martha's Vineyard for a wind farm.
And then, I mean, I have a buddy who went out and spent $25,000 on solar panels, and the city wouldn't let him put it on his roof.
Oh, my goodness.
They wouldn't let him put solar panels on his roof?
Nope. They said it's against the zoning laws. He had to put them in his backyard.
Huh. Disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway, that wasn't the reason I called.
I'll hold you over. Hang on, man, because you've been waiting very patiently. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, whether it's power or intellectual property. In fact, I know, Garg, you've got something about coal. Since we're talking about power, let's go back to the Stone Age and talk about coal. 800-259-9231 is the number. You take control. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.